Jesse Sam, and the former coach of the Baltimore Ravens, now a great analyst for NFL Network, Brian Billick, joining us on set here at Radio Row. You won one of these. The week as a coach, getting your team ready, keeping them focused, dealing with the extra. There's quite a bit of extra. What's the challenge like?
Yeah, it's like no other week that you've experienced or that they've experienced right up to the game itself, that day, game day. The game is like every other game. The consequences and the build up to it are totally different. So you really do have to find that right pacing for your game. You come in on Monday, or in this case Sunday. Monday and Tuesday is a whirlwind. You got media day. It falls into a comfortable rhythm on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now it feels like it has before to a certain degree. And you can control that as the coach. The hardest part for me was from that last snap on Friday's practice till kickoff on Sunday. That is three lifetimes away. You don't want to overmanage your players. You don't want to make it too structured, but you want to make sure that you've got them focused in the right way without wearing them out. So that was the biggest time that I felt needed to be orchestrated and dealt with for the benefit of the players more so than any other time.
Well, when you look at these two football teams, and we had opportunity to go out there in media day and just look at the looseness of one team versus the uptight team on the other side, you know, going into your second year at Baltimore, you was able to pull it off. How did you keep your guys loose, or do you want them to be loose, or do you want them to be what they were leading up to that game?
That's the key. You've got to stay true to your personality, and if you are a team that has been tight, or I should say focused like that, then that's great. But you can't change. You've got to be, and you've heard that from both teams, we're just doing what we normally do. We're prepared for that. And that's going to be the key for you. You can't, even to the game planning, a lot of people are going, well, what differences might we see? Well, you want to be careful about coming and throwing a totally different game plan at it, because all of a sudden the player's going, oh, so what we've done up to now isn't good enough? Maybe the coach is panicking a little bit. You certainly want to have the normal adjustments that you're going to make, but you don't want to change things to the point where the players start questioning, are you questioning our ability to do this?
It's kind of funny the words we choose to use. Loose is one, tight is if you're losing, focused is if you're winning, even if it kind of looks like the same thing.
Well, in our Super Bowl win, I remember, because we were a fairly loose group, and if you'll remember my first news conference, I kind of got off the media a little bit, and it was, oh, these guys, they've lost it. They're Billick's out of control, his team's out of control, he can't control them, right up to the point we beat the Giants 34-7, because that's who we were. That's how we operated, and we stayed consistent with what we normally did.
That's the word we keep hearing from everybody when we talk about this. Players, coaches have won Super Bowls. You want the consistency. You want it to just feel as much like a continuation of everything else as possible. This game in particular, everybody obviously starts the conversation with the two quarterbacks. You've got the young guy who hasn't been putting up very impressive numbers. He's been winning. And you've got the veteran guy that's put up record-breaking numbers. What else is there to this game besides the way the two quarterbacks are able to compete?
Well, and the numbers that Russell Wilson's put up, you added to that, but winning. That's what they threw the ball. They were 31st in the league in attempts, because that's what they do. But they were in the top six in terms of yards per attempt. They didn't turn the ball over. You know, you go to the other elements. Obviously, the quarterback for Seattle, it's clear cut. Can they get Marshawn Lynch going? And therefore, can Denver, who's going to have to bring five and six guys into the box to keep Russell Wilson from getting outside of the box, getting outside of his protection scheme, because that's where he breaks you down. Yeah. By the way, that's great, because I need these bodies to stop Marshawn Lynch as well. So can the secondary, that veteran secondary of Denver, when you're talking about Quentin Jammer, you're talking about Champ Bailey, you're talking about Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, can they hold up against a solid, if not spectacular, Seattle Seahawks receiving core? How do those matchups hold up with a bunch of the one-on-one they're apt to be on?
And you talked about some of those statistics where, you know, having Peyton Manning, who's number one in total points and number two in all of those things, and looking at their defense, the numbers and the rankings aren't the same. You guys had to go through that same thing,
right?
And, you know, there was a lot of questions that was being asked. How do you get rid of all those questions that was asked? You just have to go out there and just play that
because
game.
Because at this point, the numbers really don't matter, not in this game. You're looking for the individual matchups. And this game, that's why it's so hard to call. The matchups, it's strength against strength in terms of the great defense of Seattle, the great offense of Denver, and then the Seattle offense and the Denver defense are fairly equitable in the terms of the way they match up. So that in itself is why this is such a tough game to handicap, because I don't think you have the glaring, oh, the strength of this team is really, you know, aligned with the weakness of the other team. these matchups seem pretty fair and pretty equitable across the board.
Brian Billick is with us. The Richard Sherman thing has been discussed far too much, but I would like your opinion on it because you coached maybe the biggest personality in the history of the National Football League in Ray Lewis. There's a fine line there. Is that kind of a good way to put it?
It is, but he's a young player that I can't imagine, and it fits with the personality of what they do. But I can imagine Pete Carroll, collectively or individually with his coaching staff and whoever he does with his mentoring, didn't get to Richard and say, look, you know, pull the Jerry Maguire, help me help you. What is it you're trying to accomplish here? Because I think there might be a better way of doing it. And I think you've seen him draw it back a little bit in terms of the focus, because he doesn't want to draw it away, the attention from his team.
Sure.
And even though he did, so I think he was uncomfortable with that. I think he's drawn it back in a way that has, and again, it will feed into the us against the world mentality. They don't understand us. They don't understand our passion. So they've been able to use that as an advantage now.
Coach, trash talking is a part of the game. You know it. Leading up to that Super Bowl 2002, Miami Dolphins, Baltimore Ravens.
Went at it a little bit, didn't we? We had some fun.
We went at it.
Sure.
But it comes back to the head coach as well, having to be able to bring it back down and getting you back to even keel so you can go out there and play that game.
Yeah, and that kind of personality, I always felt like, you know, as head coaches, you don't have home plate to kick dirt on. The players need to show that you're engaged, but they also need to show, you need to show them that you can control it, that you can dial it back. And we did that. That's a part of what we're doing. And if I saw my players getting a little chippy, part of it was, no, I'll handle this, you know, and get them to step back. And then I might get engaged a little bit, but just to keep them from getting engaged in a way that I didn't want to see it go.
The psychology of coaching. I must say, it's wonderful to see you guys getting along so well. It's great to see. Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning coach, NFL Network analyst. Thanks for stopping by. Great to
talk.
Glad
to do it.
Excellent.